Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We will be having that Halsey interview that took place a couple days ago with Jenna.
Yay.
And Halsey backstage.
I really like her very much.
Yeah, that's less than an hour away.
All right.
Yeah, so we'll hear that. She got personal. She talked about the boyfriend.
A little bit.
A little bit about the boyfriend.
Yeah, we talked some serious stuff, too. I asked her about being scared to perform with everything going on in the world.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure, you know, how someone would respond to that.
Sure.
But I think we're all curious.
It's got to be stuff they think about all the time.
What's going on in their head? They're out there all the time.
She had a really great response to that.
In fact, I'll tell you here a story real quick of something that went down. It's a band I hadn't heard of before, but now we know of them because of what happened on stage. Also, we got a trip coming up, Trip-A-Day to Florida.
Yep.
We'll give you that Florida trivia. You answer it correctly, you're on your way to Florida, just like that. Every day at 7:40 Central is when we do it. Just a couple things before we get to Does That Make Me Crazy? By the way, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Some things from the news. If you want to know your credit score, you can just ask Alexa now.
Ask Alexa?
Yeah.
Can I ask Alexa your credit score?
Right. Experian announced on Monday that users can now ask Amazon, the activated assistant, Alexa, credit-related questions. You just have to allow it to happen. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, because, like, let's say I'm dating a guy, and I'm over at his house, and I'm in the bathroom, and I'm like, hey, Alexa, like, order some toilet paper, and what's his credit score?
Or what if Alexa answers with your credit score? Jenna has a 533.
No, it would probably be linked to his account, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how far Alexa can go. What if she picks yours up? And I was talking about the singer that got attacked. There was a singer that got attacked on stage. The band's name is The Regrets. Her name is Lydia Knight, and she was attacked mid-song by a strange lady in a costume.
Just came up on stage.
She came up on stage.
What kind of attack?
Everyone froze. She came up and just started pushing her and then shoved her down, and then the bassist for the group grabbed the lady by the arm, and security took forever to get up there. It's on video. Before they finally escorted her out, and they said, she released a statement. She said, the lady didn't know me. I don't know why she attacked me. They just told me she was on a lot of drugs.
Yeah, there you go.
Which... very scary. Again, we're going to talk to Halsey about what's going on in music. Being up on stage and being vulnerable.
We did not talk about drugs.
Drugs are bad, obviously. Yeah. Look what they make you do.
And in sports, Zeke Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys is getting the Tom Brady, I'm suspended. Just kidding, not suspended. My bad. I am suspended treatment this year.
Is he suspended again?
What's the latest the judge was supposed to announce last night, right?
So now his 6-game suspension is back on.
Oh.
So I'm sure they're going to try to block it to see if he could play this weekend. But
it totally sucks if he's in your fantasy league, right?
Yeah, because you never know.
You're just waiting.
It's the worst. Yeah, you never know if he's going to play or not, because every week they say he's suspended. And the rescued women back on land after 5 months at sea.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly says that story's...
From the day I saw them rescued, I said, something's up.
Yeah, well, you've been out.
They look too healthy, too happy.
Too pink, too round.
Yeah, yeah. We had enough food for a year, but 90% of it's gone after five months.
Now they're saying there was a rescue beacon or something on board.
Yeah.
The girl... Okay, they're telling people, when we saw the ship, we knew we were so happy. We wouldn't have lived another 24 hours if they hadn't rescued us.
Really?
They still had food left, number one. And now they're saying there was a beacon on board the ship. All they had to do was turn it on, and it would have sent out like these pings. I don't have the article.
Look at investigative reporter signal. Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah,
again.
And they're saying, well, we really didn't think we were in that much danger.
Okay.
No. These are two women.
There's holes in the story, Kelly.
There's so many holes in this story. They're wanting to be the next movie stars, book deals.
Oh, we're going to have to keep an eye on that one.
Blown apart.
All right, we're going to keep an eye on that one. But let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy, you guys.
All right.
Big Al Mack, for our new friends listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show, what is Does That Make Me Crazy?
Well, I'll give you an example. When I'm hungry, I'll go to a fast food place, get in the drive-thru lane, then decide, no, I don't want that anymore. And I'll go to another one. And I may do this 5 or 6 times until I find the right drive-thru lane. And then somebody said to me, dude, I think that's kind of crazy behavior. You know, I thought it was completely normal. So those normal things that you think are normal, but... if it's examined by one of your homies, one of your close friends, they might determine that to be a little bit cray.
They think otherwise. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
My wife just brought one up because she realized, she goes, I just realized you run out of shampoo and conditioner at the same time. And I looked at her and I said, Yeah, because I use the same amount of shampoo and conditioner wanting to run out at the same time so that I don't have to go buy one or the other. I can just get them both at the same time.
Wasted.
Does that make me crazy? Why is it wasting?
You're wasting shampoo.
Am I using too much shampoo?
You don't need as much shampoo as you need conditioner.
I always run out of conditioner. Well, my hair is totally different.
Yeah, I'm doing
except
it wrong.
You have like an inch of hair on your head, so you're probably a little bit more.
It's
dime
average hair.
Dime size, man. Dime.
Yeah. I was just trying to make sure I run out at the same time.
No, we're good.
So it doesn't make me crazy. It makes me wasteful.
Always run out of conditioner first.
Last time I bought a hair product.
I'm sorry. You have that one on the top of your head?
Yeah, I need some mousse for that.
Did you name them yet?
No, I didn't.
Not yet?
No.
We should have a naming party. All right, from the text, when I drink hot beverages, the inside of my ears itch. I think it's maybe because the earwax is liquefying.
Oh.
That's why it makes them itchy.
Huh?
What? Does that make me crazy?
That's interesting.
I guess if you're...
I don't know.
Yeah, if our temperature rises...
Whenever I drink a icy cold Frappuccino, I start coughing.
Really?
Every time I drink a Frappuccino, I start coughing. They said it's some sort of reaction. So they're having some sort of physical reaction.
Yeah, I guess that maybe you're not. Yeah, I don't think you're crazy. Maybe.
They're having an allergy. I just Googled it.
What is it?
If your ears itch when you're drinking a hot drink, it's inflaming something that's already going on or you're having an allergic reaction.
Wow, not crazy. You are ill.
So now we know.
Get some medicine.
It means a cold front's coming in from Canada.
Get some Benadryl. Hey, what's going on, Rob?
Hey, what's up, Cake Craddock Morning Show? Halloween.
Happy Halloween, buddy. All right, so let's see if you're crazy or not, man.
I'm 33 years old. I got 4 kids, all 5 and under, and I rock myself to sleep.
In a chair?
Yeah.
No, like laying in bed, I rock myself to sleep.
Oh.
I've done it ever since I was little kid.
Aww.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
What does your wife think?
She's pretty used to it by now, I would think. She doesn't really think anything of it.
Huh. I'm trying to
think. So you just kind of, how long does it take you to rock before you're out?
Nowadays, probably about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Five minutes.
I used to do it for about an hour.
That's awesome.
I might try that. Because I've been doing the twitching of the butt. I flex the butt.
The squeeze.
Yeah, the squeeze of the butt. That's what I do to go to sleep.
What about the 5 deep breaths?
We talked about this before.
The 5 deep breaths.
I tried that. It didn't work. I got to twitch my butt. Yeah.
Oh, deep breaths make me sleepy.
I might try the Rob rocking myself. That's
interesting.
Very interesting.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, you're not crazy, Rob. I'm going to try that, dude.
You're not crazy, just interesting.
Yeah. Have a good Halloween, buddy. Thanks for calling in. From the text, my wife brushes her long, dark hair in the shower and then she puts it on the wall and leaves it.
Ugh. Well, there's the problem. She should take it out with her.
Why does she do that?
A lot of women do that because it clogs the drain. She shed so much hair in the shower, and I know a lot of girls that do that. You stick it on the shower, but you're supposed to, when you get out, you take it with you and throw it away.
Yeah. Not my wife. My wife leaves it in there, so I just clump it in the corner so she sees how much is left. Well, I don't want to grab it.
You got to take that out, ladies.
She does. She does, like, once a week.
I do it every time.
It gets pretty big. And then it gets fun to see how big it can get for the week.
If I don't wash my hair often enough to have that clump.
She says, he asked her why she does it. She says it's insulation and makes the shower warmer.
No.
She's messing with you.
Does that make her crazy? Of course it makes
her crazy. She believes that makes her crazy.
Yeah, that makes her crazy for sure.
Hair insulation. Wow.
We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? We got Sam on the phone right now. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Kid Credit Crew. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing awesome. All right, let's see what you do.
Okay, so, I consider myself a very successful guy. I'm in my late 20s, and every time I go visit my parents, maybe twice a month, or every time I do visit, I kiss my dad goodbye, but not my mom.
So
that made me crazy.
Every time he visits his parents, like once a month, he only kisses his dad goodbye, but not his mom. Does that make him crazy?
Interesting.
Do you not like your mom?
Oh, I love them both, but my dad was always, he taught me how to be a man, be respectful, and just being honest. So, I just tend to, I love that about him. And I love both my parents.
Not crazy at all.
Where's the kiss, though? Is the kiss on the lips?
Oh, no, man.
Okay.
I don't think
you're crazy.
Because one parent usually is typically more affectionate than the other, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's crazy.
Not crazy. You keep kissing your dad,
I'm just
Sam.
Wondering how much longer my daughter and I still kiss on the lips. when people aren't around, you know, and yeah. she wouldn't do that in front of her friends. But, you know, when I kiss her goodnight and stuff, I'm wondering how much longer we're going to get away with that. Because, you know, at one point she's going to be like, ew, mom.
My son had the turn where he finally...
Already?
He still kisses me goodnight and stuff. But it used to be like, he was a little boy, so he would peck on the lips. And just one day out of the blue, he just turned his cheek. And I'm like, oh today's the day. Like,
it's
over.
Hurt?
I've had guys do that to me, too. It sucks, doesn't it?
The reject
the kiss. Cheek?
For real?
Yeah. You yell the cheek?
No, it didn't really hurt. It was one of those like, okay, my dude's growing up and he's getting older and he's realizing.
That's going to hurt me. And another thing that hurt me, she still calls me mommy sometimes. And, you know, sometimes she'll slip up and call me mom, which I don't like because I want to be mommy. Anyway, in her phone, she put me as mom.
Oh,
that hurt.
Oh, Kelly.
It sounds so grown up. I wanted to just like mommy.
Speaking of getting hurt, my wife changed my name on the phone from baby to Jose.
Oh.
And I was like, wait.
Maybe it's confusing.
Divorce.
Yeah, I was like, well, why Jose?
Because there's another baby in there. She didn't want to get confused.
I was like, what happened to my baby?
I thought you were going to say husband. Like, whoa, first name?
Yeah.
Well, then she said it's because I have her under Kinsey on my phone.
Oh, so it's retaliation.
Retaliation. You can't retaliate. I've been baby this whole time. I've had you as Kinsey.
She did, dude.
Sometimes I'm like, how you guys are still married baffles me, but then I'm like, you guys are the same. So it makes total sense.
Well, here's the thing.
You get mad about the same thing.
Al, be honest with me. We're dudes. We're hanging out one night.
Yeah.
My phone rings, and my phone pops up, and it says Snuggle Bunny on it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
So you care?
Make fun of you.
You're going to make fun of me.
So you don't have it just because you care about what other people think. We already know you're
not. Everyone knows.
You can't do
that. As a dude, you just can't. I don't care what they think.
Because you could be going to the bar, going to the bathroom, and your phone's on the bar, and
you
then we
baby
see
talk
it.
Her.
Of course I baby talk her.
In front of people.
That's right.
Well, in his defense, he used to have her under mommy.
Yeah, that didn't go so
until
well.
Until it backfired. And
until you sent nudes to mom. Mm-hmm.
I didn't send nudes to mom, but it was a very provocative
picture.
It was a provocative picture meant for my wife, and my mom got it.
Okay.
And she goes,
it's much better to just say nudes went to mom.
When I saw the writing back in Spanish, and it said, debes bien hijo. I was like, oh, crap.
What does that mean?
You look good, son. hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome to Does That
How
Make Me
guys?
Crazy? We're doing great. What's your crazy?
Well, I just had a newborn baby. Her dad and I aren't together. And while I'm working late at night, I have a friend that can drive by his house to make sure there's no girls that spend the night with her.
Oh, that's spend the night when your baby's there.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to let Kelly handle this.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kel?
I think protective mother would be good.
You have a new baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you know, when you're protecting your young and...
I think you're allowed to be a little crazy, right?
Yeah. You're protecting your child. It's all good to make sure you don't want some random girl over there.
Why? Does he like hoes?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
So, Kelly, if there was a girl over there, what would you do?
Probably kick the door in.
No. Yeah,
okay. That's what makes you crazy right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You can't do that. Don't do that, okay, Kelly?
Well, we just have to make sure our babies are safe.
All right. Yeah, knocking down a door might be a little scary. Have a great day, Kelly.
Kicked in the door. Babies are good. Okay.
I'm out.
Just checking.
My bad.
What up, Jesse?
Yo.
So you have a, does that
so
make
my
me
crazy?
You have a, does that make me crazy that includes your wife's hair in the shower?
Yeah. Okay. My wife leaves her hair in the shower.
Uh-huh.
So we have a big glass door, and I leave her love notes on it. She's like a heart with initials or an I heart you.
With her hair?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that makes you crazy. That's cool. That's like sweet crazy.
Hey, that's taking a bad situation and making it cute, I guess, but
I'm going to do that too, but it's just going to say clean the hair.
Get your
like,
hair.
You know what I miss? Something you guys are going to think I'm crazy that I miss a lot, being single and not, you know, having a boyfriend. Not, I really like all the hair in the sink. Like facial hair.
Aww,
that I have to like put water on it to get it to go down.
Yeah?
Aww. Yeah.
You just want hair in the sink?
I mean, it annoys so many girls. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. Because one day that hair will be gone.
Yeah. One day he's going to leave you. Right? You're not going to have any facial hair to drop water on for it to go down.
Easy fix.
What?
Just shave those legs over the sink. you got to do.
It's brilliant, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I have like old tiny blonde hair.
Yeah. It's all good. It's
she a wants man hair.
All you want is hair, right,
she
Jenna?
Wants man hair.
It'd have to be pit hair.
You know, I'll come over once a month and I'll shave it because that's usually what I do. I shave once a month. So I'll come over and I'll get
just. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got you. Thank you for all your Does That Make Me Crazies. Got a bunch of them on the text. I wish we could get to all of them, but maybe we can get to them next week.
All right.
We'll save them, right? Give us a call back then.
You know he'll be out trick-or-treating, so you better have some protein powder at your house in case JC shows up. He's watching his figure.
I'm not trying to be sexy. It just automatically happens.
Happy Halloween from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It was a down year in my house for Halloween because we just had to travel. So we'll be back strong next year.
Okay.
When it comes to costumes. Because we should do like a family theme.
Yeah, okay.
Jenna did 5 of them. Kelly kind of got into the spirit with Alan.
Yeah,
with
her I had to do it once for our podcast. He made us dress up for a podcast.
I know. I saw that.
I love that.
And then Big Al Matt came dressed as Marty McFly from Back to the Future. So thank you for dressing up today, Big Al.
Thanks, you got it, buddy.
Along with our support staff. A lot of people in the back are all dressed up, looking right.
Looking good.
Yeah, you can go check it out. Go to KidNation.com and find our social media. All our profiles are on there, so you could see the behind the scenes, what's going on. You can see what Justin's wearing or what Anna from Kid TV is wearing. So everybody basically dressed up back there is what I realized.
Yeah.
Jenna, you got to chat with the girl who claims to be bad at love, Halsey.
Yes, and she's one of those, like we could just talk, like two girls talking. Yeah. But then you only have a few minutes.
Right.
I know, right?
You just want to keep talking. So I have a feeling there's just a lot of talking. A lot of talking to happen.
Well, that's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Just a girl talking to another girl about life.
A little bit. Yeah. Didn't start off quite as planned because she looks a little different than the last time we saw her.
Oh.
The last time I saw you, Halsey, you had no hair.
I know.
When did you wake up and I love this.
Thank you.
When did you wake up and say, I want hair?
You know, I'm trying to let my hair grow right now. And so it's in that awkward, like, bowl cut first day of second grade, like, stage. Like, it looked like I let my grandmother cut my hair in the kitchen. So I've been wearing wigs to let it grow underneath.
Oh, that's full wig, not just extensions in there.
The whole thing's a wig.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's a gorgeous. Does she have a name?
They all do. Yes.
I know. I know. This is a thing, right?
Everyone names this one is Midnight.
Midnight.
And then I have a blonde one named Cupcake. There's a pink one named Blossom. It's like a whole thing. My wig guy, he names all of them, and it's so funny because we'll be packing them up at the end of the night because I wear a different one on stage almost every night, so you never know what you're going to get. And people will always be like, where do you want me to put her? And I'm like, it's a wig. We don't have to call
it's
it
fine.
A
hair. Throw in the back.
But it's so funny.
Yeah, I love it. Well, recently I saw you tweeted that you are like at peak happiness right now.
I'm pretty happy,
What goes into that? What do you think all that is?
You know, I think that it's I think it's a little bit more obvious than I realized. And I'm just happy to be back on tour. I haven't done a U.S. tour in a year or so before this. My last tour ended at Madison Square Garden in September of last year, or August rather. And then I had the year where I made an album and I was playing festivals in Europe and going to Australia and, you know, traveling. I bought a house. I was moving in. I got a dog, you know.
Yay.
Doing some
life stuff.
Some normal stuff.
So you're like fulfilled and balanced.
Totally. And then I realized that something was missing and I was like, what is it? And then I got back out on the road and I was with my fans every night and performing and I was like, oh, I miss being on tour.
I know, it's so cool that you said the first thing you think of when you get off stage is like the safety of your fans.
Yeah, I mean, when I get off stage, it's always like the first things first before I even think about how I did or like, you know, if I sang well, if I remembered all the words or whatever, it's always like, that was a success. Everyone's safe, everyone's happy. Hopefully everyone had a really good time.
I mean, it's like the thing no one really wants to talk about, but I think we all feel this way as music lovers and then artists, of course. Like, how do you handle that pressure with everything going on in the world of you want to give a good show and you want to act like nothing scary is going on?
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I mean, I think that I have a lot of family members, you know, that aren't as close to what I do as like, you know, my mom or dad, like my aunts and uncles and stuff, who will say like, you know, I'm so worried about you, so worried about blah, blah, blah. But I try to remind them, you know, I fly on an airplane like 4 times a week and I get in a car every single day.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that I do that are potentially very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But none of those things brings as much joy to me and to other people as playing my show. So if I'm going to keep doing any dangerous thing, it's going to be, you know, getting on stage and being vulnerable in front of everyone in that way. You know, there's a physical vulnerability, but there's also an emotional vulnerability. And, you know, I just like to believe that if we take all the necessary precautions, that a concert is supposed to be a place to, like, escape from that fear rather than a place to have to live within it, you know? Yeah. I just want people to be happy. And a lot of my show is about inclusivity. Mm-hmm. And it's about the LGBT community. It's about, you know, empowering yourself as a woman or empowering yourself as a person. I write about my breakups a lot. So a lot mm-hmm. of the things I talk about on stage are about, you know, reclaiming your own identity and loving yourself first. And, you know, hopefully everybody leaves and they heard that one thing they really needed to hear, you know, that's going to help them make a really hard decision maybe, or go home and face something they're scared of.
I love Halsey because you can ask her a question and the interview will be over.
She goes.
It's
she
great.
She's goes. A talker.
She is. She love is. It. But I mean, she had a lot of really good things to say. I am curious how artists feel about getting up there and performing.
She makes our job easy mm-hmm. when you interview her because mm-hmm. she will answer a question.
You hate the one that just says, yep.
Yep.
Right?
Nope.
So you're having a lot of fun on tour, huh? Yeah, a lot of fun. Okay.
And then, of course, I've known this about her for a while. She is a huge fan of Halloween, maybe even more of a Halloween queen than I am.
Really? Halsey is?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know how much so. So I ask her, we talk a little about Halloween and play a game. I love how much you love Halloween.
I do.
I love Halloween. I'm going to show you when we're done the picture of my pug and my costume because you're going to love what we
dog
did this
costumes
year.
Costumes are the best.
You're going to love our couple's costume. Ooh. But I want to play a couple questions.
Okay.
Sexy or scary. And you
okay.
tell me if it's sexy or scary. So going full out on Halloween in full
okay.
costume, is that sexy or scary?
I think it depends. I think it can be pretty scary. I have a friend who does like full prosthetics. And like really handsome dude, but he'll be like Voldemort, and it's like kind of terrifying. But I think there's something sexy about that too because he's so creative
committed.
And yeah, and committed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What if your boyfriend asks to use your straightener?
Sexy. Go for it. I believe in that glam is for everyone.
Going to the bathroom with the door open.
Scary. It depends. It depends. If it's a new relationship, scary. But I definitely do it with my boyfriend, for sure. I totally pee with the door open.
Totally comfortable.
Yeah, and I'll sit down and be like, so where do you want to go for breakfast?
Totally.
Yeah.
We always want to talk when we're in the bathroom, right?
I don't know
right?
why. Something about it.
Okay, sexy or scary has never heard of Halsey.
Ooh, sexy for me because I could be anyone to them. And there's no, like, mm-hmm. you know, meditated opinion of me.
Sexy or scary calls you Ashley.
Scary. Scary. Only people really, really close to me. No one calls me Ashley. Everyone calls me Ash. Like, everyone calls me Ash. I think my best friend called me Ashley the other day, and she had to stop mid-conversation. She was like, Ashley, whoa, Ash. She's like, why did I call you Ashley? I was like, I don't know. No one calls me Ashley but my teachers.
Well, congrats on everything. I'm
Thank
so excited
you.
To watch the show. Thank
I
you.
I can't wait for you guys to
you
see
look
it.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, awesome.
Yay.
Good interview, Jenna Owens.
Yeah, thanks. She's so cool.
She's such a good spirit.
She's such a good spirit. And then I see her Halloween. She told me when we weren't recording anymore that last year she had a Quentin Tarantino themed Halloween party that she throws a huge bash.
Yeah.
So they did Pulp Fiction, which is what I did. So she loved my costume this year. And this year she did a Baz Luhrmann. So Romeo and Juliet.
Uh huh.
And Great Gatsby, and her and G-Eazy were dressed up like
that's her boyfriend.
Great Gatsby.
Yeah, that's who she's
Yeah, that's
dating.
Who she's talking about peeing,
the
talking
boyfriend.
To. Yeah.
Well, I learned that I was scary last time because I called her Ashley last time we saw her.
That is her real name. That's where that came from. Yeah.
You're supposed to call her Ash. Now we know.
There you go.
If you want to catch that interview, you missed any of it, it's all good. We'll put it up at KidNation.com. We also have a video that goes along with it. So
Yay.
You can see, what was the name of that wig? Midnight or something?
Yes, yes.
Midnight.
I love her hair like that, right?
Well done, Jenna.
Midnight.
Halsey right there. And we got a trip for you.
Yay.
That's not scary. You want to go to Florida? We got a fun Florida fact.
Hard to say.
A lot of F's. A lot of F's in there. Fun Florida fact for you. You answer it correctly. You and a friend will be on your way to Florida.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That trip's coming up to Florida, less than 10 minutes away. We'll ask you a question. You answer it correctly, you're on your way.
Okay.
And we changed it to just from random facts to more celebrity-oriented, but still having to do with Florida. that should be a clue right there. It's going to be celebrity one. And Jenna crushed that interview. I love Jenna interviews because she's so natural.
Oh, thanks. That's such a good compliment.
That's from the Kid Nation text line right there.
No secret. It's just I prep a lot.
Yeah, she does.
And then I rehearse my questions, and then I can have it memorized.
The thing is, we get a bunch of questions, and we use maybe 10% when we do an interview.
Maybe.
As long as you know them.
Yeah. That interview will be put up at kidnation.com. Thank you, everyone, sending us their pictures on the text. For their Halloween costumes.
Okay.
A lot of cute kids out there.
I love Drake's costume.
Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, I love it.
Like a stud. He even got the face going. We got witches. We got a jellyfish. Little girl wanted to dress up like a jellyfish.
I even appreciate just the Halloween sweatshirt that people wear to work.
That's as long as you tried a little bit, it's all good.
A very little bit.
Have you guys seen that whole... the emoji with the hamburger debate that's going on right now?
No.
Yeah, I don't care.
Google had one job, and they screwed it up.
What happened?
Because, you know, they're trying to get their emojis going, and they did a hamburger emoji.
Okay.
And apparently the cheese is not in the right place.
Yeah, it's on the bottom bun, right?
Yeah, it's on the bottom bun. Well,
everybody
knows
it goes on top of the meat.
It goes on top of the meat because it's supposed to melt. Yeah. So everybody's upset with Google because they got that wrong.
Didn't you see one of their executives was like, this is the first thing I'm going to do when I get back to work on Monday.
Fix it.
Yeah, he's really concerned, I'm sure.
With all the things going on in the world, his main concern right now, it's the cheese on the emoji.
People are just looking, they're just so excited to be offended by something.
I'm not a complainer. Like, I could have terrible service. I still don't complain or write a bad review. Like, you really enjoy complaining?
They do.
I think so.
Like telling someone they're wrong or...
Put them in the spotlight, I guess, maybe for a little bit. Or give
them
a little bit of control.
You're part of the herd. Yeah.
And look, we understand. I know. The cheese goes on the patty. We all know that. But if you send me that Google emoji,
I'm going to... still understand it.
I know you're talking about a hamburger because it still looks like a hamburger.
Like when you write me the word duck, like I know you weren't saying the word duck.
Right. Thank you, autocorrect.
I get it.
Trying to tell Jen a serious thing and... duck comes in there. Speaking of people being offended, there's also somebody posted a picture of pizza, and people complain and say pineapple is not a good topping on pizza. I happen to think it's delicious.
I love it.
Pineapple, it's got to go with Canadian bacon.
So my daughter likes sausage with it.
What are people offended about?
Somebody posted a picture of pizza with strawberries as a topping. And the internet is losing it.
Well, try it before you knock it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's true. You know, when I took a little self-discovery trip to Iceland this summer, and you know what kind of pizza they eat there? It's very popular.
What?
Banana jalapeno pepperoni.
Oh.
Banana.
No.
See, why you gotta knock it? I was open to it. I wasn't gonna knock it. I tried it. I still prefer no sweets on my pizza, but that's their thing. So I tried it. I'm adventurous.
It's a little too much of a fruit to be on a pizza.
It's sweet, but it cuts the heat.
Sweet, but cuts the heat.
Yeah. I just said it. I don't know.
That's pretty good. I really do think that if you tried the strawberry pizza with a little goat cheese on it, would actually be good. Like a salad, like that salad that they have with the walnuts.
Right. Well, that's a healthy pizza.
That's still pizza.
Instead of tomato sauce, do you use a lovely balsamic vinaigrette?
Why not?
Put some truffle oil on there.
Why not try them real quick? And speaking of scary things, nothing scarier for Kelly right now than going to the courthouse.
What? Oh, gosh. You have to go to the courthouse? Oh.
I had to go back.
Shout out. You guys, listening to Kelly and what she has to go through, being a guy is so easy.
It is.
I mean, we don't have to give birth. We don't have to change our name when we get married and go through all that.
You can stand up to pee.
We can stand up to pee. You know how cool it is to just stand there?
I've wanted to be a guy for a day.
Yeah. You can get that funnel. That they sell online.
Okay, not just for that.
But so, you have to go to the courthouse, Kelly.
Again, for the fourth time. It's like a third, because there's only one courthouse, apparently, I'm allowed to go to, and it's 30 miles away.
Why are you going to the courthouse? Tickets? Warrants? What?
People don't understand. I'm trying to change my name. And it's not as easy as just, because when I got married the first time, it wasn't that important to me to keep my maiden name. If I wanted to, I could just go and take my marriage license to the DMV or whatever and say, I'm now Angela Kelly Evans,
mm-hmm.
which is, I'm not Angela. I don't want to be Angela anymore, so I want to drop that and keep Raspberry. So I'll be Kelly Raspberry Evans. Because why would I don't want to give up Raspberry. Yeah. That's part of who I am. Yeah. And
was Angela a family name or anything
Angela,
attached to it?
I was named after Angie Dickinson.
So no attachment.
It doesn't matter to anybody.
Right.
So, yeah, so I want to drop Angela, which means I have to go through the courts. It's not as easy as just saying, oh, showing up with the marriage license. That's why people are like, man, why is it so hard?
So you're dropping.
I've been down there now 4 times. In fact, the third time I went down there, I was like so paranoid about screwing this up. I went and the ladies, I said, I want y'all to look at all my paperwork. I want y'all to make sure before I stick this in the mail that I have done this correctly. Because I had to go get fingerprints done.
Fingerprints?
To make sure I haven't committed any felonies or anything. When you do a name change, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it changes a lot of things about you, I guess. You know? Like, I'm not trying to hide a criminal record or something.
So,
you know, assume a new identity.
Yeah.
So you're mailing it to the courthouse.
You have to mail in something to the, I don't know, some Texas Department of something. Anyway, so they gave me everything, and I thought it was all good. Even the guy that took my fingerprints, though, they're electronic fingerprints.
Yeah.
And apparently my prints are bad. I have bad prints.
Oh, you got bad prints.
What's wrong with your fingers?
They didn't read very well. My fingerprints aren't...
Got soft paws.
I got soft paws.
You don't have deep prints?
So I had to... They told me I had to go to this place to do that. I had to go to 2 or 3 different places for that. Nightmare. Just everything's been a nightmare about this.
Yeah.
And Alan's like, every day, so I see getting your name change is real important. I'm like, I can change. I don't know what I've been going through.
Why is he so feisty?
It's because we're guys and we don't know.
Your last name, Evans, isn't that big of a deal? It's like, because it's not been easy. So I go up
I'd be
there.
Like, you want to go with me every time?
I see changing your name to Evans isn't high on the priority list there. Yeah.
Right.
That's like walking in and going, I see cleaning the kitchen's not on your high priority list. Like, you can't do that.
I just like suck. I don't even tell him when I'm doing it anymore. I just want him to, like, one day I'm like, show up and say, look at me. I'm now Mrs. Evans. So I keep my mouth shut. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing anything. So I have to mail. So I mail in my fingerprints, and I'm supposed to wait and call them. And I have to remember. So I wrote it down on my calendar.
Uh-huh.
I have to wait 3 weeks
to call
to give them a chance to process it and all that. And I call back and say, hey, did I pass my fingerprint test? Then they say yes. And then I have to go back and go before a judge. I've got all these paperwork I have to read and say, my name is Angela Kelly Raspberry, but I would now like to be, I have to, all this thing I have to read, and it's like a big formality thing. So,
When are you going to be Evans then?
Well, about a week and a half, I got a big envelope in the mail. They mailed my fingerprints back. I wasn't told because I went up there and said, make sure I'm putting everything in here right. I was supposed to put my court order in there with
it. Finger? Oh.
You didn't put the court order in there?
I didn't have a court order.
But that drives me crazy because you ask if you have all the materials that you need to get whatever, your passport, whatever, and then they never tell you everything that you need.
So I had to go all the way back up there and say, I'm literally like, y'all, I'm going to cry. This is like the 4th time I've been up here. Please tell me what I need to do. Here's what they sent me. And she said, oh, well, you need to send a copy of your thing that you already paid $220 for. Oh, it's not cheap.
You got to pay too?
I had to pay. So I was like, well, I didn't get one. And so then I had to pay $1 because you have to pay for the copy. Oh. And so now I'm going to put all that in the mail today. Uh-huh. And then I'm guaranteeing you they're going to write me back and say my fingerprints didn't come through. I know that's
going to
happen.
At any point, have you just said who you are?
At one point, I'm either going to forget the whole thing. I'm going to hire an attorney to do it for me. I'm obviously unable to do this.
As part-time Justin has said,
half glass full.
If you want to look at the half glass full, at least you know that if you commit a crime now, you're not going to get caught because of fingerprints.
You know what I hear, and it just reminds me, I hate errands. I hate doing errands. Yeah. I hate doing that kind of thing. I hate doing life errands.
Man, poor Kelly right now.
I love errands, but I just don't like repeating the same errand 4 times.
Do they have a coupon for what you're going through?
No.
Yeah, but... Stamps.com makes it easy when you got to mail it, though, right? You didn't have to go to a post office.
You don't have to
Look
go back to the
that.
Post office, at least.
Yeah.
That's what Stamps.com
So it made it a lot easier for you.
That's like a 5-mile drive from my house.
Yeah, right? Kelly's got to drive 30 miles and then another 5 miles. That's 35 miles. That's too far.
No. Not when you got Stamps.com, dog.
That's right, Al.
All you need is a printer, actually, and you can print postage. Well, you know, a lot of people, it's like with stamps.com, it's like, that's great, I can print out my postage, but sometimes a letter's thick, and you sit there, and you're like, oh, I wonder if one stamp's going to work or not. Well, with stamps.com, they'll send you the scale.
Oh, so I don't have to wait and go
right.
and find somebody.
Right.
Okay.
No guesswork, and it's for letters. It's for big boxes and packages, too, because I like to send care packages to like my niece and nephew in college. They're so excited to hear from me, and I don't have to go. What I do is I'll stick a package in the car, and I'll end up driving the package around for like 3 weeks because I keep forgetting to go to the post office.
Right,
now I don't have to do
so
that.
I'll get my own.
Stamps.com.
Cool.
Yeah, stamps.com, excuse me.
Yeah, because my neighbor has a scale, but I don't want to go borrow it. It's weird.
Right, right. I just I mail a letter.
It's not like a bathroom scale.
I mail a letter, then I get on it when I get out of the shower.
Yeah. So, we have a special offer?
Yeah, we do.
Since we're talking about it?
Yeah, if you go to stamps.com and you use the code Kraddick, K-R-A-D-D-I-C-K, you get a 4-week trial, and that includes postage and that digital scale.
Boom.
But you have to go to stamps.com and use the code Kraddick to get that.
Perfect.
And at stamps.com, you never have to go to the post office again.
Yeah. Don't forget to click on that radio microphone at the top of the homepage.
There you go. And now we have a trip for you, Kid Nation. Can you answer this fun Florida fact correctly?
All right.
That's all you got to do. Today's question. Earlier this year, this celebrity sold his Miami Beach mansion, complete with a rooftop skate park, recording studio, and shark lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
Who was this celebrity? You answer it correctly, you're on your way to Florida. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us, which celebrity sold their Miami Beach mansion, and you get the trip next.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Every day during the week, you can win a trip to Florida. All you have to do is answer our fun Florida fact. And now we change it to more of a celebrity-type questions to make it easier for you. Still difficult questions. Today's question. Earlier this year, this celebrity sold his Miami Beach mansion, complete with a rooftop skate park, recording studio, and shark lagoon. Shark lagoon. See, that's cool.
His. So there you go.
See, yeah, that's a clue.
A male celebrity, at least we know that.
There's a couple clues in there. Let's see. Let's start here with Jason. What's going on, Jason?
Pretty good.
All right, you got an answer
for
us? I'm doing awesome, man. You got an answer for us?
I think I do.
Who is it?
Is it Pitbull?
Pitbull. He is from Miami.
Dolly.
I don't remember him being much of a skater, but he would like sharks, and unfortunately, that is incorrect.
That's a good guess, though.
That's a great guess, because you know Pitbull loves himself some Mr. 305 action.
Yeah.
And that's the Miami area code, Big Al?
It is.
Right. Let's move on here. Take another guess from Tia. Hi, Tia.
Hi, Tia.
Hi.
All right,
Happy
Tia.
Halloween, Tia.
Are
good.
Doing great. Are you dressed up right
Happy
now?
Tia.
Are you dressed up?
Yes.
As what?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not dressed up.
Oh, okay.
I'm dressed up. Coming. But,
okay, who sold their mansion in Miami, Tia?
Is it DJ Khaled?
DJ Khaled! That is incorrect. He still has it.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's still jumping on that jet ski going to P. Diddy's house. Good guess as well, though.
Sorry.
DJ Khaled, well-known out there in Miami. Let's move on. Maravilla.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? I love your name. Maravilla.
Thank you.
So
I've never met anybody with my name.
I haven't either.
Not bad.
Your parents gave you a really cool... You know what your name means?
It means marvelous.
Marvelous. Yep. There you go.
Marvelous.
Maravilla.
Okay.
Maravilloso. It will be a maravilloso trip if you get this answer correctly. Can you tell us who sold their mansion, Maravilla?
My guess is Rob Dyrdek.
Rob Dyrdek, the skater. He does like to skate. Mm. He has that fun factory back in L.A., but to my knowledge, I don't know if he has a house in Miami. That is incorrect. Yeah. I'm sorry, Maravilla. You have a wonderful Halloween.
Kind of tough.
Yes.
This one's a tough one. We'll keep it going here.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to just go through all the celebrities I know that have houses in Miami.
Right?
That like sharks.
Yeah. I'm just eating a Kit Kat because I know.
Yeah. Jenna, that's your second Kit Kat.
Well,
it's all good. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
I got fun facts about eating on Halloween later for you. Make you feel better. Hey, Meredith.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, we're looking for the answer of who sold their Miami beach mansion.
Okay, I'm
going to
guess Lil Wayne.
We said baby. That is correct.
Yay. Yeah. He loves the skateboard.
Yeah, and he loves sharks, and he loves recording studios.
All right.
Yay.
You have won a trip to the Biltmore Hotel, Miami, Coral Gables. You and a friend are going to fly to Florida on an airplane. You're going to spend 4 days and 3 nights enjoying a favorite hotel of world leaders and celebrities like Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
You know what? It has tropical landscape. It has 18 holes of championship golf and the largest hotel on the East Coast of the United States of America.
Look at that.
Thank you. Visit Florida.com.
Meredith, who are you going to be taking on this trip with you?
I'm probably
going
to have to take my husband.
Probably going to have to take it.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Tell him to dress up like Weezy. What's his name?
Yeah. His name is Josh.
Josh and Josh. Meredith off to Miami.
You're going to Florida, Josh.
Hey, you guys have fun, okay? Take tons of pictures.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. Happy Halloween.
And tag us.
Yeah, tag us. Yeah, make sure you tag us. And the Biltmore. Everything. Do all that good stuff for us. Hold on, we'll get you all set up. We got another trip for you tomorrow, same time, 7:40 Central.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby, cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news.
Yeah, we need that good news, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Yeah, we'd like some good news this morning, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can use that number to call us or text us, and you don't just have to do it now. You can do it anytime during the show. If something pops up, you just want to chat, we're here for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got friends back there ready to talk with you. Big Al, why are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good. You caught me off guard, JC.
I know.
Didn't you finish moving everything?
I did finish moving. But I feel good. Oh, I'm glad you said this. My shower head in my new house has got to be the greatest shower head
of
all time. I said a prayer. Thank you, Lord, in the shower for the pressure that was coming out of this shower
That's
head.
That's great.
Nothing worse than downgrading when it comes to water pressure.
Oh, my. I wanted to just stay in there for an hour. If the hot water wouldn't run out, I would have probably still been in there right now.
This might make you give up bubble baths for good.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but maybe.
How about this for some good news?
Okay.
59-year-old guy in England recently fell into a coma after he had brain surgery. And his doctors wanted to take him off life support. They said it was done. His wife then played his favorite soccer team's fight song on her iPad. And my dude woke up.
No.
Whoa.
Shut up.
That's how powerful soccer teams are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
The love for sport got him out of the coma. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Or how about this? Officers in Kansas City and the police department went to an elementary school and helped encourage girls with their PE. For each lap the girls ran, an officer painted one nail.
Oh.
It's pretty sweet to see the officers helping out and cool to show the kids. Police officers are nice, and they are your friends. That was really cool out there in Kansas City for them to do that.
Yep.
We'll go to the phones here. Hey, Tiffany. Tiffany?
Tiffany. No, I know. Yes.
Oh, there you are. There's Tiffany.
I was gonna say, our phones are working.
What's your good news, Tiffany? Yeah.
So in exactly 9 days, I will be traveling to South Carolina to attend the Marine Corps ball with my boyfriend, who I haven't seen in the past couple of months since he's been restationed.
Aww. And he's going to look all right because he's going to wear the uniform, right? They wear the uniform to the ball?
Yes.
Yeah.
How
do you ladies keep your hands off your man at the ball? You can't. Hey, you have fun out there, okay, Tiffany?
So many inappropriate jokes there.
Thank you.
You want to say one?
So many. No.
There's no inappropriate jokes.
Okay. The Marines ball? That's a great event, Al.
Do you already have your dress picked out? Do you already have your dress?
I do. I actually end up having to rent it just because it's such a long-distance travel.
Yeah.
And it gets expensive every year, but yes, it is picked out. It's picked out for several months.
And what's your Marine's name?
His name is Adam. Sergeant Adam J. Griffin.
Sergeant Adam J. Griffin.
Sergeant.
That's so fun.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's more than one Marine ball, right? They have them in different parts?
Yeah.
I'm assuming on the West Coast. More than one, because that'd be a big ball.
Yeah, right?
Ooh.
Fun ball.
What, Al?
I didn't say anything. But you're laughing. I know. I have no clue. But why are you laughing? I'm just in a great mood.
Yeah, Corey wrote us on the text.
Yeah, Corey, what's up?
My son Cash dressed up as a big sack of cash. Johnny Cash, get it? He won first place in a $100 gift card. My other son, Dylan, won second place in a $50 gift card at the YMCA costume contest.
Yay.
My little girl was too shy to enter, but I'm pretty sure they would have swept if she signed up. That's my good news from Corey.
Really the main reason to have children, right?
To dress them up.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty fun when you do the full family costume.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I feel like my family and I, we had our best one 2 years ago when we did the Captain America.
Yeah, the superheroes.
Even though people complain and said my wife showed too much boob.
I love the sexy mom.
Who complained? Well, maybe some of them.
I love the sexy mom. Yeah.
Well, it was Captain Woman America.
I'm sure the dads didn't complain.
No, the dads did not complain. Yes, you're right. Hi, Nadine.
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. We want to hear yours.
Okay, so for many years, I've been a medical assistant and just never been able to do more than that because it's really hard to go back to school and finish and get your nursing degree.
Yeah.
So I decided to change careers and started studying to sell insurance. And I've been studying for months now, and I finally went and took my test last week and passed,
yeah,
which is very difficult on your first try. So I am officially going to be licensed in the state of Texas to sell insurance now.
Right. Yay!
You signed that insurance, Nadine. Congratulations.
I can use some liability. Yeah.
You could use liability?
I can use some little liability.
All right, hit up Big Al Mac, okay, Nadine? Yeah. He'll be your customer.
Awesome.
Man, a single mom getting that job.
Yeah.
Point.
Awesome.
Well done. Also from the text, I'll be handing out cocktails to the parents of trick-or-treaters so the kids can get the candy and the parents can have fun, too.
There you go.
That's my good news. That Celeste wrote us that.
There you go.
We had that in our neighborhood last year, the house that was giving out alcohol.
Cocktails.
Oh, they are the most popular house in the neighborhood.
I'd be like the shot vials or jello shots.
Yeah, they made it look like scary, like potion and some wine.
I'm starting to have a change of heart. Like, I'm thinking about going and buying some healthy candy.
Some healthy candy?
You know, like you see in the Whole Foods.
Like fruit chews, yes. Organic fruit chews.
Yes. Little bags of salad.
Yeah, I saw
bags
the...
Bags of almonds, the unsalted raw almonds.
Yeah, dried fruit.
I saw the picture of the little Dole salad packs floating around the internet.
Yeah, fun-size salad mix.
Yeah, is that real?
It's not real. A guy created it, and then Dole sent him an official letter, and they were, like, trying to have a sense of humor. Like, we love how clever, but... Be careful when you're using our products, like a trademark infringement.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
in other words, take it down.
Fun.
How many people wanted to go out and it's like, man, I do want some salad right now and go buy a bag of Dole salad.
I Googled Dole for that reason see if it existed.
You don't get salad for trick-or-treating?
Well,
that's up there with black licorice.
If I had more treaters, I would.
You would give a salad?
Somebody was just making, as a bit.
If somebody was making salad porn, I'd be like, yeah, I'd send a cease and desist on that.
What?
But not like this.
Salad porn?
That's like positive.
No.
Move
Toss
on.
Toss and
move on.
That should be our next Make It Sexy. We should make salad.
No.
That'd be pretty good, you guys. Just making some salad.
Nope, I'm not. You're not.
Put it on video.
I don't have any tongs.
Next, you put the eggplant in there.
Eggplant.
Don't you put eggplant in the salad?
It's a popular eggplant salad.
Who puts eggplant salad?
I've never had eggplant in a salad.
Fine. I'm sorry.
You can't be in our salad.
Next, you put in the cucumber.
There you go.
Don't cut it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Look, I don't know about you guys, but I hate correcting people. Mostly because my biggest fear is that I'm incorrect in the correcting.
Yeah.
That I hate doing that. I hate when I correct someone and I'm completely off. And I do that every time I try. What happened, Jenna?
Candy just texted me and was like, I got it with the sunglasses emoji.
Oh, she's sure. Talking about. Yeah, Jenna's mom is trying to do a time lapse with what's her name?
Kate Moss.
Kate Moss.
Kate Moss about to come out into a butterfly.
As a butterfly. So hopefully we'll have that video for you tomorrow.
Anyway.
But correcting people can be a tricky subject.
Yeah, you better know you're right going in.
Yeah, and Kelly, you love being right.
I love being right.
That's your favorite thing in the world.
More than being liked.
Yes, I have to admit it.
And here's the thing. Kelly is putting herself out there here because what she's about to tell us could come back to haunt her because we probably could be doing the Kelly's Wrong Dance tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a good chance.
I was kind of torn.
Let's bring that back, by the way. Let's dance.
Oh, she needs to be wrong, though.
It never left. Yeah, she hadn't been wrong.
All right. I'll let you know tomorrow what happens because my daughter got a report card back. By the way, she's killing it.
Yeah. How old is she?
You know, she's 11. She's in fifth grade. And I'm going
to
brag on
my kids. You are.
Because we struggle at homework time when it comes to math. She gets frustrated very easily. I think it's just with me.
Uh-huh.
She just wants mom to do it for her.
Yeah.
And but then she came back, and that was the highest score on her report card was in math.
Oh, well done.
Very happy with that.
Nice.
You did well.
So anyway, she comes home, and she's showing me some of her test scores, and they have these bubbles that you, like an answer key attached to the test.
A scantron?
Like the scantron?
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I guess, I don't know if they scan it or if the teacher just goes through and sees all the bubbles. I don't know that part, but it was stapled to the test, and she got three wrong. So we looked at the three she got wrong to see, you know, well, let's figure out what you did. It was an English test. It was about using the right. You know how
your
some
major.
Words,
shout out.
Some words can have double meanings, right?
Yeah.
Words can have double meanings. So they gave you a sentence and said, okay, in this scenario, what does the word mean? Is it used as this? And they gave you like a multiple choice.
Okay.
So then McKelly picked
the answer.
A.
Uh-huh.
And it was marked wrong. So I went and looked at the question. I was like, well, I think A was right.
Oh,
I think you were right.
You're correcting
I love
the teacher.
Where this is
challenge
going.
Challenge on the play.
You're correcting
oh my
the teacher,
gosh, you're throwing a flag.
The red flag.
Now, if this was,
oh yes,
you have to. You have to ask about that, right?
Of course you do, because your test score can go up, and
I mean, that's fix your that's wrong
the
grade.
Teacher.
Do you have the question?
It is something about course, C-O-U-R-S-E, and it was says. You have a really bad cold, you know, and so what is the best course of action?
Maybe you can bring it in tomorrow. So, we'll try to answer it.
I'll give you the exact verbiage because I don't have it in front of me. Yeah. And question A was, you know, what medicine should you take? B, what's the best exercise? C, you know, is it all the different ways that course can be used?
So you're
or best meal to eat or something? Yeah. And it's like, well, best course of medicine, right? What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was marked wrong. So, and McKelly, I was like, well, I guess we should need to ask you. Why don't we ask your teacher about this tomorrow? She said, Mommy, I don't want to ask her. I was like, well, she goes, why don't you email her? And I thought emailing was too aggressive.
Yeah.
That's too
about
aggressive.
You know what you should have done, Kelly? You should have sent her this.
I know
saying the teacher got it wrong. Maybe her answer key was just wrong.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe maybe Emma Kelly and I are both wrong.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah,
we could both be wrong. Maybe we're just
you corrected
safe.
Your fifth, sixth,
but were you
going to
do it? Or, I think the bigger question is, are you going to do it? Or are you going to have Emma Kelly with the kind of confrontation, right?
I wrote a note.
Confrontation.
She wrote a little note. And I said, Emma Kelly and I both think that she got question 17 correct.
Did you start the note
Would you
off
just
with?
Just go back and check that, please.
And by the way,
I am Kelly Raspberry, damn it.
Did you start your letter off with look?
No, I didn't. I wrote it in friendly handwriting. I tried to purposely make my
curve
pretty and happy and not.
Happy
you know,
day.
You can tell when somebody's writing angry.
Did you write? Listen to your dummy.
No. We love her teacher. She's so sweet. We love her
Do
teacher.
Do you think?
She's beautiful. She's
Kelly's
like
I'm the
princess.
Teacher now.
She's literally like a
now.
Disney princess. She's so beautiful and sweet. And she has that Disney princess aura about her.
But she's
love
trying
her
to clean it up.
But I'm just asking if maybe the answer key was wrong.
Now,
that makes you sound stupid. I did not say that. Somebody threw in that drop.
Now, if she's willing, would she be willing to come on the show and explain why you are wrong if you are wrong?
We're going to have an English off. Between the two of us.
She may come back and say, look, Ms. Evans.
Oh.
You're wrong, and I'm right. But I don't know. I'm just saying, could you just please check that? Because it is my daughter's grade on a test.
So we'll know by tomorrow?
Is Emma Kelly going to come home with a response post-it?
Maybe.
Oh, I can't wait.
And maybe I'll get an email.
It's going to say, look, Angela.
Yeah, right.
So tomorrow we'll find out if Kelly was right or wrong. And
see, and you are going out on a limb questioning the teacher. But I'm not really questioning her teaching. I'm just questioning maybe
that one.
The little bubble key was wrong.
Understandable,
Kelly. What's at stake here? A grade?
Getting one more right, making her grade go a little higher on a test.
Like 0.5%.
But that can make a difference between an A and a B.
Yeah, but did she get an A already?
It was, but you have more A's.
She wants more of an A. I want a higher A.
A cushion A.
So tomorrow we'll find out. You'll bring in the actual word problem, so we'll see if we can get it right.
It's not a word problem, it's a vocabulary.
Vocabulary problem.
I'll bring it in if Emma Kelly brings it back home again.
Okay, we'll do that.
I want to do the assignment.
If Emma Kelly even followed through and took it to show the teacher, she might have said, I don't want to do anything.
She's your daughter and she wants the higher grade. She'll do it.
You know, she does need to stand up for herself, but she needs to like say, hey.
Hey, teacher.
Here you go.
So come back tomorrow. We'll find out if Kelly's wrong for the first time this year.
I will let you know what the teacher says.
And if you missed earlier on in the show, Jenna got to talk to Halsey.
Yay.
We will have the interview up at kidnation.com. But they did talk Halloween. If you missed it, here's what they chatted about. What was the game called, Jenna?
Sexy or Scary.
I love how much you love Halloween.
I do.
I love Halloween. I'm going to show you when we're done the picture of my pug and my costume, because you're going to love what we did this year.
Dog costumes are the best.
You're going to love our couple's costume. But I want to play just a couple questions of Sexy or Scary, and you tell me if it's sexy or scary. So going full out on Halloween in full costume, is that sexy or scary?
I think it depends. I think it can be pretty scary. I have a friend who does, like, full prosthetics and, like, really handsome dude, but he'll be, like, Voldemort. And it's, like, kind of terrifying. But I think there's something sexy about that, too, because he's so creative.
Committed.
And, yeah, and committed. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, what if your boyfriend asks to use your straightener?
Sexy. Go for it. I believe in that glam is for everyone.
Going to the bathroom with the door open.
It depends. If it's a new relationship, scary. But I definitely do it with my boyfriend, for sure. I totally pee with the door open.
Totally comfortable.
Yeah, and I'll sit down and be like, so where do you want to go for breakfast?
Totally. We always want to talk when we're in the bathroom, right?
I don't know why. Something about it.
Okay, sexy or scary has never heard of Halsey.
Ooh, sexy for me, because I could be anyone to them. And there's no, like, meditated opinion of me.
Sexy or scary calls you Ashley.
Scary. Scary. Only people really, really close to me. No one calls me Ashley. Everyone calls me Ash. Like, everyone calls me Ash. I think my best friend called me Ashley the other day, and she had to stop mid-conversation. She was like, Ashley, whoa. Ash. She was like, why did I call you Ashley? I was like, I don't know. No one calls me Ashley but my teachers.
Well, congrats on everything. I'm so excited to watch the show. Thank you.
I can't forget to see it.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, awesome.
You want to catch the rest of the interview along with the video? You can do that at KidNation.com.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.